The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi there. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we sift through the artifacts of history 7 days a week. Today is August 11th, 2019. The day was August 11, 1965, when a white California Highway Patrol officer arrested a black man on suspicion of driving while intoxicated. Tensions raised between Los Angeles police and residents of the predominantly black Watts neighborhood. That night, unrest bred riots in South Central Los Angeles that continued for several days. At the time, Los Angeles was wrapped up in a web of social, economic, and political issues. Schools were integrated, but 99% of the students that went to the high school that served Watts were black. Jobs were scarce and poverty was rampant in Los Angeles. There were discriminatory housing practices. White gangs and black gangs fought as more black people moved into Los Angeles neighborhoods. And numerous instances of discriminatory police force and police brutality drew a clear division between law enforcement and black and Latino residents of LA. Los Angeles Police Chief William Parker used the term the thin blue line to describe the role of the police as the barrier between civilization and anarchy. All of this Los Angeles-specific turmoil, on top of the effects of the Great Migration and long history of American racism, formed the backdrop for the riots that broke out in Watts in 1965. On the evening of August 11th, a California Highway Patrol officer stopped Watts resident Marquette Fry and his brother Ronald for alleged reckless driving. Marquette failed field sobriety tests, and the officer arrested him. The Fry's home was nearby, and soon their mother, Rena Price, came to the scene of the incident at the intersection of Avalon Boulevard and 116th Street. The officer had called for backup, and another officer arrived. As the intensity of the struggle between the Fries and the officers escalated, a crowd began to gather at the scene. More officers had arrived and were hitting the brothers with batons. An officer pulled out a gun and Price jumped on an officer. In the end, Rena, Marquette, and Ronald were arrested. But the crowd had grown confrontational. People protested as the police cars drove away with the Fry family. Anger directed toward the offending police officers turned into general rioting in Watts and mostly Black neighborhoods in South Central LA. The Fry family was released on bail the morning after they were arrested. Community leaders and police met to discuss the incident and quell unrest, but the rioting did not stop. Some residents went head-to-head with LA police. Others targeted white motorists who yelled racial profanities at them. White-owned businesses that were disliked in the communities were also targets of arson and looting. The National Guard was called out to stop the rioting. Law enforcement put up blockades and threatened the use of deadly force. Rioters threw Molotov cocktails and shot at firefighters, and police conducted raids and shot rioters. Police even surrounded a Nation of Islam mosque and shot hundreds of rounds of ammunition inside, wounding 19 people. A curfew zone of more than 46.5 square miles was established, and being on the streets after 8 p.m. became an arrestable offense. By August 15th, rioting had largely ended. In less than a week of rioting, there were more than 1,000 injuries, nearly 4,000 arrests, and 34 deaths, most of which were Black people. The cost of damage was estimated as tens of millions of dollars. Police Chief Parker said the rioters were like, quote, monkeys in a zoo. The news media and authorities provided different opinions on the causes and rationale of the riots. Detractors blamed them on Black criminals and the influx of Black people and said that the looting and arson was unwarranted and foolish. Some said that the rioting was incited by gangs or Black Muslims. Others pointed to the long-standing racial tensions in Los Angeles, and some people noted the poverty, growing discontent with social conditions, and alienation in the city that could give rise to such an intense rebellion. After the riots, a commission was formed to investigate the riot and its causes, and it suggested improvements in schools, housing, healthcare, and other sectors. President Lyndon B. Johnson called for a war on poverty, allocating federal funds to reduce poverty. But there was not a big push to address the problems listed in the report or to rebuild the areas that were affected by the riots. Significant efforts to combat police brutality and address social issues gained steam through the activism of locals. I'm Eve Jeffcoat. And hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Keep up with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks for joining me on this trip through history. See you here, same place tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.